This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else.
Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com. As part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at comicbooknoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can, if you would like to donate to the show, you can go to the Comic Book Noise homepage where you'll see options to donate either through PayPal, Alphonic Minutes, or to become a patron on Patreon. All right, update. My phone does not have a bad battery. My phone possibly has a dead motherboard or whatever it is when it's a phone. The service center took my phone and they are sending it out for repair at the big factory warehouse, I don't know. And in the meantime, instead of having my Samsung Galaxy S6, I have a LG 3, I believe. I don't know. It's drastically different from my phone. And because it's a loaner phone, I'm not putting anything on here. Once I finish with this voice, the recording, I'm going to delete it. You know, it's just like that. That's just how it's going to be. I'm using the Chrome that's on here because it's, of course, an Android phone. I'm using Chrome, but I'm using it in incognito mode so that nothing get saved. I don't want passwords saved. I have a search for Steven's birthday present because his birthday is coming up pretty soon. But other than that, other than a couple of Google searches, I'm trying very hard not to save anything. Yeah, so there's an update on the phone. Now, I had someone asked me a question. On the last show where I talked about Mage, the Hero Denied, issue zero, I was asked why I don't talk about DC. What they say, DC is the king of everything. And it's Robbie. Robbie is a fanatical. He is a fan of DC, going back to the root of the word fanatic. Just about any Facebook comment or even forum thread that he has become a part of eventually becomes a DC Comics love fest. You know, and what the hell is going on up here? It looks like there's something in the middle of the street, so therefore I'm not going in that direction. Alright, yeah, so that's Robbie. He loves to ask about DC and why people aren't giving DC enough props, and I have given DC more than enough props throughout my lifetime. And that's not to say that I don't like DC. I love DC. They're, if I had a choice between reading nothing but DC Comics, past, present, and future, for the rest of my life, or reading Marvel, or just Marvel Comics, past, present, and future, for the rest of my life, I'd go with DC. That's just me. I've just always been a DC fan. I mean, that's just how it is. Currently, however, I am not reading a whole lot of DC, simply for the same reason I'm not reading a whole lot of Marvel, or a whole lot of Image, or Dark Horse or anything like that. And it all comes down to finance. Once I clear off some bills, I will probably increase my comic book fund. you know. But for right now, it's just not in the cards. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not reading a lot of comics from DC, is because I'm not buying a whole lot of comics from DC. Now, on top of that, could have gone that way. On top of that, there are a few books that I have been getting from DC, but that's because a friend of mine reads a lot of DC, and he sends me his digital codes. You know, if he has the, you know, if he has a digital code for DC, he'll send it to me so that I can read it. Most of the comic books that I've had on for DC were on my phone, you know. And I suppose I could go to the website for Comixology, but man, it's just like a pain in the ass when you just push the button, boom, download. So there's another reason, because my phone, I don't have my phone. But those are pretty much the two things, finances and easy access. But other than that, you know, I'm a DC guy. I've been the DC guy all my life. DC, I get it. Anyway, on top of that, let's see, a lot of the DC stuff revolves around Batman, right? And when I was growing up, Batman was probably one of my favorite heroes, you know. It was one of my favorite books. But somewhere along the line, Batman just became insufferable to me. I don't really care about Batman, you know. Let me see. I could probably lump Batman in with U2, the band U2. A big fan at one time, but then all of a sudden they just turned me off, you know. I don't know why. I could probably, if I were really to sit back and pinpoint a specific time, I probably could figure it out. But, well, for me it was easy. It was Zootopia. What was it? Not Zootopia. What was that, fucking bullshit album that U2 put out? The one with the fly in mysterious ways, where they completely change their sound, and everybody's like, oh wow, this is innovative. I'm like, oh god, this sucks like ass. And I guess for me with Batman, it was when everybody kept trying to do the Dark Knight. You know, everybody kept trying to do Dark Knight Returns stories, you know, and it's just like, the reason that that story worked is because it was in a bubble. It didn't have any kind of ties to the rest of Batman, you know. But then they decided, oh yeah, well, we're gonna make it so that there's a dead Robin, you know, we're gonna make it so that this happens and that happens. And it's like, but that was not supposed to be in continuity, you know. Yeah, it was a possible future, but just like the Legion of Superheroes and Commandy are like possible futures, right? Although I think they figured out a way to make that all in one timeline for those two. But it just, no, you know? I mean, no. And it's like, once that, when he did that, when everybody's basically trying to fit Dark Knight into continuity, and everybody just pretty much, and when I say everybody, I mean the writers, the creators, they'd all decided Batman was unbeatable, okay? And no, I mean, they changed Batman. Batman used to be pretty much the Dark Knight. He was the guy who came out in the middle of the night to help people who were at the whims of the criminals, right? That's what Batman was there for. He was a protector, right? Or he was a detective, the dark light detective, you know? But along the way, they decided, hey, he's going to be, you know, the vengeance in the night. He's going to be somebody who kills people, you know? I mean, that's one of the big problems I have with Batman v Superman. You know, everybody wants to talk about how, you know, Superman is different, right? And the big problem I have with Superman in the Man of Steel movies, and I'm including Batman v Superman, is Clark Kent. Okay? In the comic books, Clark was pretty much the real guy, and Superman was the person that was the, you know, the costume that he put on to help other people, right? But the costume was there, you know, not the costume, but the secret identity, the Clark Kent identity, was there to protect the people around him, okay? But somewhere along the way, Man of Steel decided that he wasn't Clark Kent to protect the people he loves from villains. He was Clark Kent to protect himself from the government. And it's like, alright, whatever. But regardless of all that, the Superman change didn't bother me as much as the Batman change, okay? What are you talking about, Derek? Simple. Batman was supposed to help people, right? Batman was not a killer. But I think in every time they had some iteration of Batman on in the movies, he was a killer. You know? I mean, I love the first Tim Burton Batman, but let's face it, he dropped hand grenades at the feet of people, you know, at the feet of some gunmen. Yeah, they were gunmen, but he dropped hand grenades at their feet and killed them. Okay? You know? And it's like, no, that's... And even though he wasn't the one who did it, in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Batman set out to kill Superman. Not to defeat Superman, bring him into justice, put him away for life, find some way to strip him of none of that. He went there to kill Superman. I'm sorry, but, you know, the Batman I've always liked. People start going, oh, my Superman's not a killer. Well, you know what? My Batman's not a killer. But nobody had a problem with that. You know, because even in The Dark Knight Returns, the comic books, right, when he's fighting Superman, and that's where a lot of that Batman v Superman fight scenes came from, right? He wasn't trying to kill Superman. You know, if it came to that, then he would have killed Superman. But that was not his intent. Read it again. He did not want to kill Superman. Now watch Batman v Superman again, and you'll see he went to kill him. And he's the face of the company now. You know? Batman doesn't kill. Superman doesn't kill. Wonder Woman, she's an Amazonian warrior. Yeah, she kills. Captain America, yeah, he kills. Captain Marvel, the one from Marvel. Yeah, she kills. You know, soldiers, War Machine, killer. Agent Venom, killer. Spider-Man, not a killer. Wolverine, killer. Punisher, killer. Ghost Rider, killer. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between being a killer and not being a killer. And guess what? If you're a killer, kill. If you're not a killer, don't kill. I don't know why that's so difficult. Then you have people like Namor, who Namor's a killer. And Namor has pretty much always been a killer. Read some of those old 40s comics where he's sinking Nazi U-boats or Nazi submarines. He kills people and then swims away, right? But guess what? He's a king of a sovereign nation. Same thing with Aquaman, you know. Those two, you got to look at them differently. You know, it's like in the Legion of Superheroes when Princess Projectra killed Nemesis Kid. Spoilers. She could get away with it because she was doing her duty as the king of her planet, queen of her planet. You know, it's like, okay, that I can understand. You know, and yes, she violated the Legion Constitution, but the Legion Constitution really didn't... The Legion Constitution came out before she joined. And anyway, you know, I don't... I personally understand why she killed them, but, you know, she's got soldiers. She should have had one of them do it. But then again, would that violate the Legion Constitution if she ordered soldiers to go out and kill somebody? You know, because that's pretty much war. What war is, you know? Anyway. Oh, shit. I think I took the wrong fucking... Oh, yeah. I turned the wrong fucking way. I was supposed to turn down there. God damn it. I hate taking fucking detours. I gotta figure out. Do I go through this parking lot? I don't know if I can, but I know I am going to. Anyway, so yeah, that's why I don't, you know, it's, I don't know, DC, some people say that DC really turned and went off the rails when, Identity Crisis, because of two things. Number one, they had, Sue Dibney, the wife of the Elongated Man, become a rape victim. You know, and Dr. Light, who was pretty much just a joke villain, he became a rapist. Okay, oh, for fuck's sake, I did not think I could go through here. But that to me, okay, that was a story. It was a repugnant story, but it was well told. Does that make sense? I mean. Yes, it was repugnant, but it was well told. Oh, Christ, I cannot go this direction. Okay. But that didn't bother me as much as the aftermath of Infinity Crisis, because Infinity Crisis was supposed to be, DC going away from the grim and gritty, and they were supposed to go back towards, you know, they're supposed to pretty much go back towards the light. Things were supposed to get brighter and happier and you know, better. Around that same time, I want to say Marvel decided to do the same thing with the Heroic Age. You know, heroes are supposed to be heroes and not killing machines. And in both cases, they went in a way that they weren't, that they said that they weren't going to go, you know. Right after, they said that they were going, that DC said that they were going to try to be happier and brighter, basically, they did Countdown, and they had Amazon's attack, where the Amazons were attacking the United States of America, where they had, I want to say it was Mary Marvel. They switched her, and this is DC's Captain Marvel family. I want to say she was taken over by Eclipso. But anyway, she was wearing this really cool black uniform, and she was a bad guy. You know, I mean, it was, I have to admit, it was a cool uniform, right? In fact, it was so cool that, Mary Marvel basically gets her personality twisted. She becomes evil by Eclipso. I'm almost positive it was Eclipso. She turns from her white and gold costume to a black and gold costume. Looked badass, right? Story goes on that after the Amazons go back to Paradise Island, they bring her in to help rehabilitate her, okay, to bring her back to the good side. And it was working. She was good again, right? Now, Countdown was the countdown to Final Crisis, okay? So once it started getting towards the end and Mary Marvel was back to her old self, Neil Gaiman, no, not Neil Gaiman, jeez. I apologize to Mr. Gaiman, because he wasn't, responsible for this foolishness. Grant Morrison saw a picture of Mary Marvel in the black and was like, oh, I want to do something with this character. So towards the end of Countdown, even though she had been rehabilitated, turned back to the good, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, for absolutely no reason, she turned evil again. Just because he liked her in that black costume. You know? And right around there, it's just like, ugh, this makes absolutely no sense. This makes absolutely no sense. You know? But it was done. And I know a lot of people don't hold the creators, don't hold a grudge against the creators, but for the most part, with very few exceptions, everybody who was involved with Countdown and Final Crisis has gone from my, if they were on my must-read list, they've gone on my dubious list. I've got to see if this shit is really going to be good, if it's going to be shit list. Okay. Damn, I did not mean to talk this long. I truly only meant to give an update on my phone. But that's what happens when your guy out here making a lot of noise. A lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
I'm gonna go see.